You're so welcome to month 9 of Mind, Body, Soul Journal by Andrea Hayes. This month is Plug In, Grounding, Rooting, Centering. We've heard the word grounding so often. Maybe you've been told to center yourself before a big interview. I know among my spiritually inclined friends, the word grounded comes up a lot. And we're always told, bring yourself back down to earth or become balanced. But this month we're asking, what does it really mean? Do you feel mentally grounded? Is your body rooted into your being? Are you centered with your true, authentic self? Now, if you're just listening for the first time, you're so welcome. And if you're not following the journal, I really feel you'll get something out of this guided meditation. If you are following Mind, Body, Soul Journal, I'm sure you're buzzing by now because you'll have started to notice a lot of the seeds that you've planted are starting to blossom and bloom. And this month will really help you solidify. So this is your month. Let's just enjoy it. It's a guided, gentle meditation. I want to expand your awareness and bring a joyous sense of harmony and freedom as you move one step closer to being who you are truly meant to be in this universe. This is your relaxing sacred space. We're going to help you cleanse and restore your life energy and bring your energy back to a state of equilibrium in your mind, body and soul. By the end of it, I want that trinity to be buzzing with new ideas and calmness, stillness, peace, and just a wonderful sense of authenticity. As always, if your mind wanders, bring yourself back to your breath. Bring yourself back to my voice, or just bring yourself back to the stillness of the space and just be. Speaking about breath, let's take a nice deep breath in now. Relaxing into the space, make yourself nice and comfortable, make sure you won't be disturbed, and remember you're always in control. Nothing you can do is wrong. If you wish to stop at any time, if you wish to open your eyes, if you wish just to be and not follow my voice, that is okay as well. Just breathe. And speaking of which, we're going to take another breath in, and this time close your eyes. And as you breathe in, I want you to imagine that every breath is igniting every cell in your body, filling you with life-giving energy that is unique to you. Remember that anybody that listens to this will get something different from it, because this is about you claiming your unique energy. And when you do that, you have the blueprint of your life and you will shine and ignite and things will start to happen and manifest for you. As always, we're going to engage our imagination because that's what works with the subconscious mind. So if you're new to this, just go with it. And I'd like you just to take a deep breath and imagine if you can that you're standing in a beautiful forest. Maybe it's not a forest in your mind's eye, it could be an open field, but imagine there's trees there and it's an absolutely stunningly beautiful place in nature. Imagine if you can, you feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Maybe it's on your body. It could be shining directly from you from the sky, or it could be shining through the gaps in the trees, but you feel this warm safety and this glow coming down in you now. And speaking about looking down, I want you to focus on the ground that you are standing on. Imagine that you can feel the fresh green grass, that soft, warm, gentle grass that's underneath your bare feet. You notice perhaps for the first time you're not wearing any shoes. And as you stand there, you are grounded in this sacred space of nature. And as you breathe in, you are in awe as you look around at the beauty. Perhaps you're seeing lovely birds or trees or flowers or a river, but all around you is nature at its best. And in fact, you're feeling pretty brilliant as well. You're very much at home in this peaceful place. You've all the time in the world. Nobody needs anything from you. Nobody wants anything from you. So for once, you can just be. Just enjoy the stillness and the beauty of where you are. You are safe. You are secure. You are happy. And you are at one with nature. Take a moment now to appreciate what it feels like to be grounded in those feelings of being at one with nature. And as you look around, you notice a large, beautiful, strong tree growing close by. You're guided to slowly walk towards this very special and beautiful tree. You feel like you've seen this tree before, maybe in a picture, or maybe you've passed it. In fact, as you slowly work towards it, and as you walk closer and closer, it feels like your tree, the tree of your life. It feels like it's connected to your life blueprint. It feels like it's the tree of the lineage of your life. As you slowly take your time, step by step, staying in the moment and really experiencing each step as you walk towards the tree, you're feeling more rooted as you know that this tree is special. It has the knowledge of your life, and with every step towards it, you're feeling deeply safe and rooted in a sense of relaxation and knowingness that you've never quite felt before. You are grounded. You are feeling rooted. And you're feeling very centered, just like the tree. It's so strong and centered. And it's almost like the roots that are going deep, deep under the ground that nobody can see. It feels like they represent all of the seeds that you have been sowing over the last couple of months. You know you've made wonderful changes in your life, very, very subtle. Perhaps nobody can see them, but they're about to blossom and bloom. And one day, they will be as strong as this tree, because this is no ordinary tree. As you touch it, you feel the most amazing energy. The fruits at the center of the tree contain special powers. They know the blueprint for your life purpose. They know the design of your soul signature. And as you reach up and take a piece of fruit into your hand, I want you to study it for a moment. Notice the color, the weight, the feel, the texture. But most importantly, I want you to notice as you hold it in your hand, the energy that it fills you with. It's almost like this piece of fruit is so insightful. Feel that special energy. This piece of fruit knows you at your core. It knows you mind, body, and soul. It knows the essence of you. You might want to take a bite of this delicious fruit because you know it will nourish your soul center. Because by holding it, you are charged with the knowledge of what truly ignites your being and what gives you passion and purpose in this life. This is the tree of your life, and each fruit represents something very important, a knowledge only you can know. With every breath, or indeed if you're eating every bite, you are guided into a deep state of relaxation. You're opening your mind, body, and soul and experiencing nature at its very best, and suddenly a sense of pure bliss is washing over you. You're feeling peaceful, but yet very positive, and you're feeling very authentic in this place. You're totally accepted. You are perfect. And you are ready to stand tall like this tree, grounded, while your roots give you confidence to follow your soul's desire. You are filled with confidence, clarity, and a great sense of hope that anything is possible for you now, as you grow into your true, authentic self. Just like the tree, you are not afraid to stand tall. You are not afraid to shed any leaves or rotting fruit that no longer serve you, anything that is toxic, anything that is rotting, or anything that is weighing down your branches, let it go. Just like the trees in winter, you are not afraid to be bare because you're confident in those deep roots and those seeds that you have sown. They are about to blossom. Let go. And as you let go, you sink more into the ground, you ground yourself and you center yourself in the knowledge that everything you let go is not serving you. And you center yourself that you are rooting into your true authentic being and truly becoming who you are. And something very exciting happens. You now feel a golden light from the sun. But it doesn't start at the top of your head. It's now igniting your feet. You feel it coming up through the ground from the core of the center of the universe. It ignites your ankles now. Allow it to go up through the muscles of your legs. And as it moves up, relax. The light moves further and fills your stomach and continues to move up your back and surrounds your neck and head. And you relax. And as the warm energy reaches your crown chakra, you relax. And it buzzes through your body now. And as it does, just let go. Just let go. And as you let go, you feel the muscles around your whole body relax. And as you let go of anything that is toxic, rotting, or holding you back, stopping you from blooming and blossoming, the more you let go, the more you relax, and it's happening easily and effortlessly for you now. You're not even consciously thinking of what you're letting go, but this energy that's coming up from the center of the universe and out through your crown chakra is releasing so many people, situations, things, ideas, concepts, and things that have been weighing you down for so long. Just let them go and trust. Feel the warmth beginning to move through your whole body now. All of your body is relaxing. Allowing this warmth energy just drip through your body is the most pleasurable feeling you've ever had. Just let go. And now this warm golden light is filling your entire being. And as the light moves into your mind, body and soul sacred space, you are now completely centered. You are now completely rooted. And you are grounded in the energy of who you are meant to be. Soon you will join me for silence. And during the moments of silence, we will ask our soul questions. Because you're rooted in your true authentic space now. The sound of silence that will follow will fill you with peace and knowing that it's time to ask this month's soul questions. Perhaps you might want to say, when do I feel mentally grounded? And think about that. Or when am I centered in my true authentic self? What is it that I do that makes me feel truly centered? Or who am I around when my body is rooted in my being and I'm accepted and I feel strong for who I am? Just remember that famous quote, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are and what you want. So just allow the answers to rise effortlessly within you and allow them to increase. And just give in and let go to whatever follows. As always, I will watch the time. You will hear a bell at the beginning and a bell at the end to allow you to know that our time is up. Think about being rooted, centered, and grounded. You are connected now to the ultimate connection of the creator of the universe, and you are connected now to the blueprint of your life. Taking a deep breath, let go to the silence that follows and ask your soul questions. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that moment of silence to ask your soul questions. Remember the mantras that we read about in Mind Body Soul Journal? The mantra for the mind is, I stabilize and ground my mental energies. I stabilize and ground my mental energies. The mantra for the body, I firmly focus my body in the present moment and root myself into that space. I firmly focus my body in the present moment and root myself into that space. The mantra for the soul, I center my soul and spirit to my heart energy and my true authentic self. I center my soul and spirit to my heart energy and my true authentic self. You are centered and connected from the inside. So now you're ready to work on the outside, on your relationships and your connections with the outside world. So this month, I want you to really work on centering, rooting and grounding your mind, body and soul. It's very, very valuable and very worthy to do this work. And it might seem simplistic, but if you do it every day for the next month, and if you listen to this meditation for the next month, you will really change the energy of your mind, body and soul. And don't forget to use your journal. And you might want to journal about what triggers me to feel ungrounded. What triggers me to feel not centered in my true self? What triggers me to feel uprooted? And that will truly reveal where you're supposed to be. Keep journaling, keep listening, and keep thinking about your mind, body, soul, energy, how to center your soul, how to root your body into the present, and how to ground your mental energies. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I say the number 1, you will be wide awake and feeling good. So I'm going to count backwards from 5. 5. You're beginning to come back into the space, into the room or the place that you've just listened to this guided meditation. 4. I want you to feel the energy start flowing through your mind, body and soul now. 3. Maybe you might want to move your fingers or toes and just keep doing that. Maybe gently move your neck from side to side because you're feeling more awake, aware, and you can really feel that positive energy running through your body. 2. Breathe in wakeful energy. You are grounded, you are rooted, you are centered, and you are so clear and focused. It is unbelievable. You know what your soul signature is. You are vibrating in your true, authentic self space. 5. Wide awake, open your eyes, you're back, you're aware, and you're ready to move on with your day. If you feel that you need to continue on with this, just lie in the space, keep breathing and allow your mind to wander and ask more soul questions. Or perhaps you are buzzing with energy and you want to just journal and jot down all those incredible insights that you have just realized by asking those soul questions. Don't forget to use the Mind Body Soul Journal. You can email me at mail@andreahayes.ie and go to the website andreahayes.ie. Have an absolutely fantastic day and enjoy the journaling journey. Go gently.